Welcome to another Cut on Late Sports Show. I'm Robert Laidlaw.
I'm Sean Carlin.
Now, today we've got an SNFL footballer from Central Districts, Kyle Presbury. Welcome to the show, Kyle.
Thanks for having me, guys. It's good to be here.
Now, first off, just tell us, what's the wait been like this year through the pandemic for you guys?
It's been a bit of a weird situation, I guess, Rob, with everything, obviously not knowing if we're going to have a season going ahead and whatnot, but now that we've got a start date of June 27th, it's good that we're sort of back into a bit of training anyway, so it's been good to be back around a few of the boys.
Now, Kyle, we spoke to your new coach, Jeff Andrews, earlier in the year, and he was pretty pumped and excited, obviously, to come into a new role and take over from long-time coach Roy Laird. How did pre-season go?
Yeah, pre-season was really good. Joffa set like his standards pretty early, so everyone sort of knew the expectations they had to meet. He definitely made them very clear to everyone that we're going to be a very hard-running footy side, so we need to be very fit. So it was pretty full-on, but the boys got through it and were in some good shape by the end of it.
And what have you guys been able to do in the time where we have been isolated? You've just been doing your own sort of work, or lately you've been getting with a few of the other guys to do a little bit more training?
So at the start it was pretty weird because obviously we were a bit in the unknown and we got told to have a couple weeks off. I know a few of us got the itch. We only had about the week off and wanted to get back into training. So we didn't really know what the go was. So a few of us sort of decided that we'd start training for a half marathon to keep us motivated. So there's about a group of about 10 of us that trained for that and then got that done. And since then, it's been into a bit more of footy running, I guess.
What type of times were you getting in the half marathon, maybe?
I think we all ran them just in about 4.5 minute Ks. So we weren't absolutely flying, but I think it was just about us trying to get a few Ks in the legs, just getting it done and saying we've done it.
With the long wait, with the pandemic, et cetera, and starting on June the 27th, which is the latest ever start for SNFL season, does that make you more hungry to play?
Yeah, well, I'm definitely excited, that's for sure. I think a lot of the boys are just keen to get out there. It's been well overdue. And, we just sort of can't wait now. Now, it's only 4 weeks away, so it should be good when we get going.
And what about your own form? How do you reckon you are? I mean, obviously, a lot of guys are going to be sort of injury-free. So are you the fittest you've been before the start of the season?
I think I've just sort of maintained where I've been from about the end of pre-season. So that's sort of all it was about, was obviously trying to get a little bit fitter, but just sort of maintaining, and that's sort of what I've done. And I'm very confident going into the season that I'll be ready to go come the 27th of June.
So what happens now for you guys? There's still different regulations and rules that they seem pretty hard to actually get your head around in terms of what can be done. What do you guys know you can be doing at training, and how's that all working at the moment?
We've been back training the last 2 weeks in groups of 10 with no contact, which has been a bit weird. You want to be doing your tackling and all your contested marking and all that sort of stuff, which we haven't been really able to do. So that's been a bit weird, but tonight we get to go back to training in groups of 20, so we get a fair few more boys around and it's full contact tonight, so it should be back into tackling drills and all that. So it should be a bit better tonight than it has been the last couple of weeks, that's for sure.
And how about around the club generally? Because I imagine, you know, with the club rooms shut and the pokies not running and all, I mean, and that's a big part of Central sort of culture down there. A lot of people come and socialise. I mean, were you around the club much at all, or is that really, is there a real sense of excitement at the moment around the club itself?
Yeah, there's definitely a lot of excitement for everything sort of to go back a little bit to normal. Everyone's sort of just looking forward to everything reopening, I guess, and just being able to go back into Grand Central for a meal after training, whatever it is. I think everyone's just excited for everything to just go back to normal, I think.
And what about your role this year, Kyle? What type of role do you hope to be playing this season?
I obviously want to try and be a midfielder. That's always been my sort of goal. And obviously we've had a pretty stacked midfield the last few years. So hopefully as I'm getting older and my tank's getting a bit bigger, I can start playing a few more minutes. But I think it's still this year it's going to be pretty similar. I'm going to hopefully play 60-70% midfield, but 30-40% forward as well. So it'll be a pretty even mix, I'd say.
Yeah, but, mate, you love to kick a goal too, don't you?
Yeah, I do. But going off last year, I've probably missed a few easy ones that I probably should have kicked, but...
With how do you think you guys go? I mean, it's I don't want to be detrimental or nasty, I guess, but it's been the last couple of seasons have been a little bit quieter than the sort of previous decade. With the longer break over summer and recruiting new players coming in, players retiring, like, how's the actual squad looking? What do you sort of think? How do you think you go in the new short season?
We're very confident. In the inner walls, we obviously know that people going off the last couple of years might not be expecting too much, and I've seen comments, oh, it's a write-off season, it's a development season. We're definitely not looking at it like that. We're going out there to win, and we've got a very good belief that we can do that with the players that we've brought into the footy club and that we can give it a red-hot shake come finals time.
Do you see it then as a bit of opportunity to shake things up? Because if some of the teams that have been dominant over the last couple of seasons don't take it too seriously, that might be a great chance to take them by surprise.
Oh, absolutely. And we've obviously all spoke about it, that getting a quick start to the season is going to be very key in this shorter season. So if you're going 1-5, 2-6, sort of how we have the last sort of couple of years, you're out of it from the get-go. So we know we need to start the season pretty quickly.
And what are some of the major changes at the club? Obviously, the club's recently lost Matty, said he won't be playing, staying home. So what are the changes? Who's going to be missing and who's come on board?
I think Matty's about the only one that I'm aware of that's decided not to come back after...
Matt Neagle, yeah.
...that's gone on. But, yeah, I think everyone else has sort of come back. Jai Nance Cowan's just... got back last night, so he starts his 2-week isolation from now. The Kelly boys got back over the weekend, so they're in now isolation for a couple of weeks. But yeah, that's pretty much it. Yeah, everyone's sort of just raring to go, I think.
What happens with this isolation? Does that mean they can't do any fitness work, or what's the scenario with that?
I'm actually not too sure. I know the Kelly boys got given a bit of gym gear for their house to be able to keep fit at their house. But, yeah, I haven't really had to do it, so I'm not too sure there, Rob.
Kyle, do you think not being able to play football has changed the perspective of the players? I mean, I've read a little bit about, and mainly more sort of AFL guys, but sort of taking it's become a real business. And sometimes maybe they've lost a bit of direction or they're sort of their... the love for the sport that they might have had when they were younger. Have you found that you're sort of seeing football a little bit differently now that you haven't been able to play, or is that just something that the media are beating up?
I think that is actually probably a fair call. I think I've fallen throughout the last couple of years. You fall in and out of love with the game. Obviously, when you're not going so well, you're not liking it, but when you're going well, you're loving it. But not being able to play it has definitely opened my eyes up that it would be a very, very tough thing for me to live without it now, having to do it for the last however long. So, yeah, I think we're just keen to get back into playing. So,
and you think people, you know, like when you're a younger guy playing footy and you're out there trying to do your best, do you think the general public don't really understand, like, the real pressures that you guys are under, in any league club or that sort of level of sport where... it really becomes more than just getting out there and having a kick with your mates, doesn't it?
Oh, 100%, yeah. You don't miss sort of the things that people say about you on the Facebooks and the fan forums. You definitely see that, and I think it definitely puts a bit of added pressure on yourself to perform because you don't sort of want to go onto Facebook after the game knowing you've had a stinker and then seeing all the bad, nasty comments about yourself. But I think you realise also that it's just something that comes with it, and you just got to take on the information from the people inside the walls of the footy club and just try and make that sort of stuff all sort of white noise to yourself, I think.
And maybe that shift will be good for spectators too. They might have a new appreciation for the work that you guys are doing.
Yes, hopefully. That would be a nice, very nice thing to, for us boys anyway.
Now, I've got a question, Carl. When you were a kid growing up, obviously you would have enjoyed a lot of success with Centrals as a Bulldog supporter, and your dream would have been to play in a premiership team. So how strong is that want to be part of a premiership team now compared to when you first started?
Yeah, I really do want to play in a premiership. I've actually spoke to a few of the boys about it, that I played in a prelim in my first year as an 18-year-old, and I sort of said that I don't want that to be the furthest that I ever go in my sample career, and that being my first year, because I don't think at that age I really understood how hard it was to get there. So, yeah, I really want to be a part of one now, and I just love celebrating a flag with all the boys and the supporters.
Well, growing up as a Bulldog supporter, who were your idols? Who were the people that you wanted to be like when you played footy?
I love Heath Hopwood. Heath Hopwood was definitely a big one of mine. Also, obviously, the Gowans, Paul Thomas as well, and then obviously getting to play with him and now him being my coach is also another big one. Yeah, probably them four were the main ones for me growing up.
So Paul Thomas back at the club as a coach, with him being cut by the Crows with the pandemic creating that situation. What's it been like? How have you sort of got on with him as coach to a player compared to when he was your captain?
Tomo's always sort of been straight down the line as a player and as a coach, I think. He'll tell you what you needed to hear on the field when he was playing with you, and he'll be the exact same as a coach, I think. He just won't be out there doing it. So him being around the club's been great for everyone. He knows what he's talking about. He knows football inside out. So he's definitely a big asset for the footy club, getting him back.
Now, Kyle, I was just having a look when I found out we were going to have a chat to you, and I thought I'll just look up some information so I can actually sound like I know a little bit about footy, but your picture came up, and now I haven't seen you for a few years. You're a young man when you're here at Trinity. But speaking of Paul Thomas, the first thing I saw when I saw your profile picture of the club, there was a striking resemblance to Paul Thomas. Has anyone else ever mentioned that?
No, I haven't actually caught that before, Sean, no.
Well, I remember Tomo as a younger fella, and I thought, apart from maybe your hair's a little bit longer, but there was certainly like a bit of a physical appearance there that looked similar to me.
Yeah, I might let him know that tonight. I'll see what he has to say about it.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. I know you were injured last year, but you must have had a big thrill when that young little girl ran out wearing your number as a mascot.
Yeah, it's always nice, Rob, when a few of the supporters wanted done your number. I was still wondering if she was thinking it was Nick Holman or Marco Bello or Shadow Sullivan she was thinking of, but...
Mate, she was my granddaughter, and Charlotte, and if I hadn't picked your number, mate, I would have been shot.
No, thanks, mate. No, she's a good supporter, and we love all of our supporters down there. They all barrack very hard, and we love when they start making a fair bit of noise when... during the game, so it's good.
No, you've done well, mate. Listen, we'll have you on again after the season starts. So thanks very much, Kyle, and all the best. So it's another Carlin Lowe Sports Show. I'm Robert Laidlaw.
I'm Sean Carlin.